talk about the career path. In the past 10 years, I always say I'm a data person. But recent years, I began to say I'm an untrained, self-designated public health informatician, since I'm officially director of the Office of Public Health Informatics. I want to see the workforce building is really an organizational behavior. So my co-authors, Dr. Barry Nangles, and Matt Simon and Dr. David Sandoval are really a part of the discussion on this one. Then we also have several people from Utah, including Catherine. So as a group, people from Utah, we are collectively building public health informatics capacity in Utah. So I want to say I'm just stand here, represent this collective effort. Before I go into the detail, I want to share a behind-the-scenes story about the writing this presentation abstract. The version one title is Develop Code Peopleware for Public Health. Then my practitioner co-authors really like this title. Yeah, peopleware is so concrete. But my academic co-author said, what's that? We don't talk that way. So then I changed to this conventional title, trying to get in this program. But this also showed practitioners, academics, we have different language. So we have, because as a doer, we look for concrete things. We want to have a product. As a researchers, educators, you look at concept, new idea, something can generalizable. So we do have a different language, but it's good we talk to each other. So over this process, we will have common language, then we will have one workforce. Okay. Before I come here, I really think states always have very special needs not covered by researchers. But until now, for so many talks, we may not so special. Everyone knows we have shortage and the staff, and also the training for universities is really limited. One thing I want to emphasize, also appeal to the university educators, we have actually not formally trained, but actually working on informatics projects in the state and the county department, thousands of people there, how we can improve the current existing workforce as soon as possible. This is really urgent issue. We need to discuss it to address it. So my presentation will show a use case what we are doing in Utah. I want to say there are two key factors that makes this happen in Utah. First is our executive leadership. Again, it's Dr. David Sandoval. He is an executive director for our department, also a current president for ASHTO. He also is a voting member on the state, NGA funded the state alliance for e-health. He keep tell us his role in that state alliance for e-health is push public health agenda. Yeah. Then this is a simplified version for his way to communicate his priorities to the entire Department of Health. This is posted on our intranet and with all details on each of the five priorities. This promote e-health equals Utah is one of the five priority areas for Dr. Sandoval. Under each priority, they have detailed what's the major project. So this is really penetrated throughout the Department of Health from the top to the frontline level. But we need to have specific strategies really make this vision, the executive directors talking, become action at the frontline workers. So the second factor is very important too, is the financial and research support from University of Utah. Again, it's the CDC fund, the Center for Excellence in Public Health Informatics based on University of Utah. That gave us the chance to establish my office and conduct a serious effort at the Department of Health. In general, we have five strategies to make this happen. One is we created organizational change, and we also propose to create a new career track. Then the third one is we try to form a local community then for the practitioners. Then we are, based on the lack of resources we created, we are doing planning, but it's dynamic planning. We are doing it, but strategically under vision. So then the last one is we really try to formalize our collaboration relationship with the university. So we try to serve as a public health informatics research laboratory for the field of public health informatics. Talk about the organizational change, we did two things. First, we are created the eHealth equals Utah Steering Committee. I want to give you a little bit of organizational background. The state of Utah IT is centralized. They have a Department of Technology Services. But within the Department of Health, the administration is decentralized. Programs, bureaus, divisions really have the final say for the application for the system. So we don't have a very formal steering strategic planning at the department level. But since last year, we established the eHealth Equals Utah Steering Committee. Dr. Sangwal chaired this committee, and also we have all the executives, division directors, and the key state epidemiologists and set on this committee, then doing the enterprise-wide informatic plannings. And also we lead the capacity building effort. So the second thing is establish this office. That's my office. As a new organization, people always say, why we need this and what exactly you're doing. So we will say for ourselves, what is our practical? We say we are connectors. So at the organization level, we only focus on the multi-division projects. Then and also focus on the Department of Health relationship with external private sectors, with like a community clinical information exchange. At the individual level, we focus on team up practitioners with researchers. Like I also worked with a couple Catherine State's students when they pick up the system, try to do the evaluation. We know the in state agency, if you just have yourself as connectors, you don't have a very solid role, I'm not sure you can stay long. So we do have our unique role and also as an incubator. So we are kind of research and development unit for the Department of Health. We try out the new things and help the research project, but we don't run any operational system. When a method is tested up, when division or program wants to take on, so we hand it over. So that's our R&D role in there. Then the I want to mention one thing. I do have a statutory backup why we are exist. So I staff a statutory commission, governor appointed the Utah statewide digital health services commission. So in that way, we try to advise a statewide e-health the initiative. And second role is in Utah in law require Department of Health adopt clinical information exchange standards. That's my office. So we develop administrative rule to adopt the standards for statewide information exchange. So that's my legislative role. Okay, so we had leadership, we have office, then we do need to give people have a career track there. So all of us currently is not trained, self-designated, but we are doing the work. Then we already know the IT is centralized on the DTS. And earlier, we had a position called information analyst. When the IT centralized, so it's kind of debate. Information analyst should in the DTS or should stay with the Department of Health. So from human resources perspective, they try to not have this confusion. So they convert information analyst to business analyst. When a title changed for job description, you attract different people. And also your training requirements different. So we really had a problem on that. There is no job description for informaticians in the state government. Then that makes us very hard to recruit the right people to do the informatician project. We had a failure for several major projects. Currently, UT Next 2 is the second try. The first one we had failed. Then the also WIC system, the first upgrade project is failed. We have, and also the immunization registry was in a serious evaluation because of the problem there. So when the Department of Health executives look at those failed attempts, so the one conclusion come out is we don't have a right product managers to handle those projects. So this really raised the executive awareness what type of personnel we need. So, but in the state, if you want to create a new career track, it's not easy. You have to have a theory background. So we, this is a diagram from the IT governance book. So the Peter Weil and Jenny Ross, they emphasize on there is in the IT management, there is really a missing link on the relation business relation management between the business unit and the IT unit. So we adopt this concept and also use existing literature for the public health informatics competency and discipline building literature to show the need document. So we are developing this framework, say we do need informatician position in health department to make things work. This is our current thinking. Actually, Dr. Barry Nangle is one of the co-authors, and he criticized this framework, said you are still IT-centric. So this, you only by this diagram, you highlight the connector's role for informaticians, but you haven't really described all the informaticians' work. But I said, okay, give me another diagram. Yes, I still need to think about that. So this is our current thinking. I'm really open for any suggestions, because in the government, we are talking organizational chart. You have to have a line and a box. If you cannot clearly describe the relationship, your position is not justifiable. So help us. But anyway, Barry Nangle's argument is the public health informaticians are applied scientists in the field, just like physicians, epidemiologists. So we created this five-level positions, two managerial positions, three technical informatician positions. We passed the three approval, but now the final decision is pending. It's because the state human resources department directors, they really like the approach. They are conduct a statewide analysis, see whether specialized informatician position is needed by all different departments. So we're really happy. Actually, we make the difference at the state. So Okay, the third one, we talk position with leader office positions, then we want to have a local community like people in here. We need a place we can talk about that. So first thing we did is we have a monthly brown bags. Then we really gave a forum for the peer can have interaction, and we can learn from each other, and we can share best practice and expand the best practice. Actually, they are like next session in, I think it's a default, a presentation is initially the epidemiology program present their hospital infection acquire reporting tool at the brown bag. Then the patient safety program manager come out and say, oh, I like this tool. Can we add our sentinel events report into your tool? So they are really expanded across division to use a share the same application. So I see that's the monthly brown bag get this connection. Yeah. Then we also organize a committee to set up standards to do the recognition of the excellence. Dr. Sunwa's eHealth Equals Utah is trying to give us a message, say we need to strive for excellence. So what we do when people talk about the eHealth, I hope they will think about Utah. So he did set up very high standards, but it's not concrete, still a vision. So we want to break down, say, what is an excellent informatics project or system? When we want to have standards and can make people talk about that, then we can collectively set up the bar and gradually raise the bar, then achieve excellence. So earlier I'm talking about these people's communities, but we need to do something, right? But with the lack of resources and the people, so we come up this dynamic planning approach. Then we want, this is a compare with the strategic planning traditional 5 to 7 year cycle. We try now to focus on the documentation to have a quick turnaround 2 or 3 years cycle. So we have a small but open committee like the IT director, myself, the Medicaid IT director, and also university faculty as a consultant. So we meet regularly and we bring subject expert to that meeting to do the planning. Then we disseminate like less than 3 pages documentation has a basic concept and directions. So we talk with the division directors and disseminate to the program managers level. Then we can prioritize the informatics project. In state of Utah, IT planning stays 3 levels, annual planning. One is operational system. And second one is initiatives, means you have money, you got partner together, you are ready to do it, so you need have a very concrete plan for initiatives. Then the third level candidates, is you think this one should do it, but you don't have resources, you are in the process to design it. So for my office and this planning committee, we focus on the candidate. So here's an example for the initiative. This is a statewide clinical health information exchange. It's already starting on the way in the state of Utah. Then the public health, we are focused in the central, this box area. And like a top two is a immunization registry and newborn screening information. Those are program and division really manage it. We don't really get interfere with them. But they need to talk with the private providers. So I'm a connector between the Qi, that's Yuhan, with this charm. It's a middleware, the child health advanced record management system. It's get the public health programs information system talk with the statewide exchange information exchange. Okay. Then based on the dynamic planning, we know there are things we need to do it, but we don't have solid resources to do it. We are beginning to accumulate knowledge and plan for it. We are focused on 2 issues. One is the statewide master patient index. And second one is a metadata registry. And the master patient index, actually, we want to have a department-based master patient index based on the major information system. Then for statewide clinical information exchange, they need a statewide MPI to be able to exchange information. And all the participating partners has to fit in their personal identifier information to create this index. So we are part of their vendor selection and MPI system design. For the metadata registry, and Sam LaFevre said Utah Environmental Health Tracking Program really takes the lead in Utah, and they had their metadata registry for the databases in their system. And their program did presentation in our brown bags. This idea really picked up. So the Department of Health will do the metadata registry based on what they already have, expanded on that. Yeah. So the last one I want to say is very important for Department of Health working with university. So we can have this lab to benefit both sides. But we realize the researchers and the practitioners, we do have different perspective. For researchers, Department of Health open the door, welcome they come in to do the researches, give them more opportunities, and also increase their research impact in the solving practical issues. And also they can timely translate research into the practice. But from our end, we don't care how many publications we need. When we team up with researchers, we are learning public health informatics through this collaboration. So that's a benefit for us. And also, if you serve as a test bed for them, you can get cutting-edge applications. So we do have our reason to be a lab. Yeah. We do have a tension between these two arms, but we are working together well. We have a weekly video conference between two sides, then can have more interactions. We bring different projects come to do the presentations to team up on there. Okay, so here is some product from this collaboration. We really, between the co-authored manuscript, the presentation, the abstract, between University of Utah and the Department of Health, our pretty is more than 15 just in the last less than 2 years. So it's really good. So I want to summarize what we did this change. In the spring AMIA conference, I keep whining when they talk public health informatics becomes a profession. I say, no, it's at academia, yes. In the federal government, yes. In state, it's no. But I can say now it's becoming a profession at the state government. I want to say we created this career track because we are waiting for state human resources department to do the final approval. Actually, University of Utah already hired the first public health informatics portfolio project manager for Department of Health. So it's a full-time volunteer in Department of Health. So at least this concept is already live, have a life in the field. Then I want to see when we do these things, we know any change is hard, especially the culture. In the patient safety improvement movement, we talk about the change the culture to make patient safety. But I want to see what we are doing, we make what we are doing, the structure fit the culture, the structure and the culture. So again, in Utah, we are decentralized administrative structure. So if you are centralized, maybe you need to have different approach. Then also when you do the change, you need really thinking all levels is not just one aspect. So I have this final, let me get all of them up here. The final slides with four diagrams I borrowed, modified from Lorenzen Riley's Public Health Informatics and Organizational Change from the first textbook. And originally they're talking the first box is eHealth equals Utah is a strategic change. So they talk if you have strategic change, it impacts really to all the level. The lower level definition in my case is frontline workers. The middle level is managers, directors. The up level is executive level. So this really need all level change. Then the second one, the blue ones, is operational change. So operational change are more likely impact on lower level organization. So in our case, it we created the five level the positions, and also we have monthly brown bag target all the practitioners, and also we want to set up the recognition of excellence practice. Then the marine one, or the dark red one, is really a culture change. Culture change, the major part is middle level, is managers, because you need to change the way you are thinking, working relationship between different units, and even change units, how do you manage it? So I would say our new office exists, how we coordinate our relationship with other managers, directors, not get into their turf or domain, but help them, so bring them along with you. Then also, we are doing strategic doing is different with the traditional planning and training and management, and also this laboratory concept, because when you, like Catherine mentioned, when you bring students in, you interfere with their workflow and how they're to do it. They treat you as a guest, they treat you as workers, so this is really management issue. I think for public health informatics in practice, now the major challenge is management issue at a different aspect, a different level. So I hope your the 10 by 10 course will have something on that. Like if you're looking at the literature, IT management has become a lot of information. It's different from information management. I have not found a toolkit I can take over and do it. I found either theoretical discussion, what is public health informatics, how you teach, what people call it, and what is IT. So we have a gap here. The last one is really, I think, political change. So that's impact on the upper level. So in our case, it's a steering committee and a dynamic planning. So we try to, if we make this concept of steering committee become ongoing so we can survive for political change, if you have new governor, new executive directors, but this concept will continue. That's okay, let's build the together.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Questions for Dr. Shu?
Okay, thank you.
Well, hold on, I'll hear one. One here and back.
I have a question, and I may have missed this, but I know you talked about the role of the university in terms of research, mm-hmm. but I was wondering if you thought about the educational role and the training of opportunities that universities can provide to health departments for instance, continuing education or training the work, public health workforce in your state? Have you had discussions on that?
We had a discussion, not have a systematic discussion, but we talked with Catherine States on there. We hope our people can, like at least the brown bag, they can participate, but they always has conflict. That's one thing. And we hope the 10 by 10 is good, but kind of stressful. We hope can have on-site training, similar 10 by 10, but it's a local training. We can have more people participate. I think you ask an excellent question for us. We need to tap more on the education part on this one.
And then I also had another question around just the involvement of the local health departments and the administrators in this whole process. I'm with the University of Kansas Medical Center, and I'm the public health informatics coordinator, but I do a lot of work with the state health department and the local health department. One of the challenges that we've had, I'm a neutral figure in a lot of the discussions, but the challenges we've had is just the engagement of local health departments, the administrators, and all these processes that the state health department undertakes around informatics. And so as you think about your role, I guess the engagement of all these different partners, how are the local health departments involved in their administrators and the staff, and just the consideration of the challenges that local health departments have around resources?
Excellent question. We thought about this talk at the Department of Health, but hasn't have a systematic effort. One reason is we had a project that we call Artisan involve local because the case reporting through local. They come to our couple meeting. We didn't really try to make a special fit for their needs. So our Salt Lake City local department people tell me, so unless we know exactly what we can gain from this one, I'm not coming to your meeting. I fully understand their approach because that you need to give specific value on that. Then we thought about the go to their, they have a local health department association meeting. And so far we haven't set up the connection yet. But I'm going to try when I come back.
And one last question, if no one else has a question, was just around, I wanted a little more detail around the specifications of the different health informatics roles you've defined and what exactly, if you could give me maybe a high level overview of what you anticipate these future employees doing.
And that's a good question. Then first, I want to say we have a five level. The top one is really department wide, like a CIO, but it's not true CIO. It's more business side portfolio management that will stay in the department level, doing more strategic planning and coordinating the project highlight issues. The second level, lower level managers, is on the division level, so coordinating across the bureaus. I borrowed a lot of language from the competency documentation, so I want to see the researchers, your literature are useful for us. Then I have three technical definitions. One is entry level, the highest level is actually the larger system, the from business side manager like informatician 3. Will not focus on coordinating plan, it's more focused on managing, like NAS. I would say like David Jackson, he's our NAS coordinator or manager, like that type of very complicated system, but represent the business side use of the system. Then talk with the IT developers.
You answered one of the questions, which was whether you're able to use the competencies and
all
these new classification. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask a follow-up then. Are these new informatics positions, do they also fill the role of sort of project managers or business analysts? Are these
yes.
New positions, or are they sort of subsuming other roles that you have?
And first, because we haven't get approved, so we haven't doing that. But I would say I had a portfolio. The manager now is a junior manager assigned by University of Utah. So I'm doing a little bit the top manager's role now. For the project manager, I would say the technical, I have the technical track, the highest one that will have that role. But the informatician one will be hands-on already the application level. So the two will be twin, but three definitely the system, multi-system level.
I wanted to ask you a question, if that's okay.
Of course.
I know you've done a lot of
work. Or we can do it afterwards, too.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
To address
no,
the question,
we need to put him on the spot.
I know you've done a lot of work coordinating between your state health department in Minnesota and local health departments, and you've actually done some joint training, I think, with the Public Health Informatics Institute. Can you tell us your experience about trying to engage local health departments?
At least in Minnesota, the experience has been very positive that the local health department staff get the notion of integration much more acutely than a lot of state health departments, which still have their silo systems. They understand that a child comes in, they have to enter that record in seven different information systems for one child, same address, same name, same birth date. And so they get it. They said, I'm glad you gave us an information system, but it's not working. So in fact, they get the concept. What they don't have is their time and the division. And so they're looking for this type of level of skills at a regional or multi-county level basis and say, we want a level of expertise around the architecture of information and the way in which we manage those and someone that can connect local health departments with the state health department, and in Minnesota's case, the human services department, and say, let's change this model. It's gotten us a long ways, but it's not, we have to change it to move forward. So actually the reception in Minnesota has been, I would say, pushed more by the local health departments than many of the state health department programs. Please join me in thanking the great speakers today. What a wonderful session.